Steely Dan has a new CD called Two Against Nature. Their previous recording, Gaucho, came out 20 years ago, back in the days when albums were still on vinyl. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Steely Dan's two masterminds, Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, have picked right up where they left off with unusual grace and wit.
It must have been my lucky Thursday. Dad went on that spree before the crew put out the fires. You hopped a bus for NYC. Down in Tampa, the future looked desperate and dark. Now you're the one new wave of Gramercy Park. Who makes the mark?
Steely Dan has always been Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, plus whatever studio musicians they hired to execute their intricately arranged, jazz-inflected pop songs. Becker provides many of the group's snaky guitar lines, while Fagen plays keyboards and sings in that somehow compelling chalky whine. And who knows what degree of collaboration goes into the composition of their assiduously wry, mordantly funny whenever not frustratingly opaque lyrics. But one of their best new songs is all too ruefully clear. Ponder this portrait of a 40-something slacker working in New York City's Strand bookstore when he runs into a highly successful old flame. When Fagen murmurs a line later on in that song about our old school, fans will flash back to a classic, decades-old Steely Dan tune called My Old School, which for Fagen and Becker was Bard College. There, in the 60s, the pair briefly employed future comedian Chevy Chase as their drummer, and were even then perfecting a version of rock and roll cool filtered through the jazz music they actually preferred. When Becker was asked recently what was his favorite among all his albums, he replied dryly, "Kind of Blue." On Two Against Nature, the pair stretches out most jazzily on the 8 minutes-plus West of Hollywood, a bit of tight meandering featuring oblique non sequiturs that might have been lifted from a John Ashbery poem.
Brother in tears, look at this chain of sorrows, stretching all the way from here and now to hell and gone. I was Kid Clean, she was Andy's Yackler, just a thrill away from punching through.
The concessions that Steely Dan makes to the new millennium on Two Against Nature might seem limited to tossed-off references to CDs and the fancy coffee shops of Dean and DeLuca. But running through this collection like a strain of seductive poison is a theme they addressed as long ago as 1980 on their last hit single, Hey 19. That is, two dirty old men so decadent they don't think it's cool to disguise their lust for young girls. This perfect self-loathing, the sexual equivalent for the self-contempt that Fagen and Becker feel for being rock and not jazz musicians, finds its most potent expression here on Cousin Dupree.
Well, I've kicked around a lot since high school. I've worked a lot of nowhere gigs, from keyboard man in a rock and ska band to hall and boss recruiting the big rigs. Now I've come back home to plan my next move. Foot on my Aunt Bay's couch when
my little cousin Janine walk in. Well, all I could say was, ouch. Honey, how you've grown like a rose. Well, we used to play when we were three. How about a kiss for your cousin Dupree? How about a kiss for your cousin Dupree? She turned my life into...
With specials airing on PBS and VH1 and the fact that their album debuted on the charts at a surprisingly strong number 6, there would seem to be still an audience for Steely Dan's essential paradox, what might be called passionate archness. The fact that they haven't become mired or mannered is as exhilarating news as any being delivered by any pop musicians 30 years younger. Backstreet Boys, watch your backs. Steely Dan has returned to seduce your core constituency.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Steely Dan's new CD, Two Against Nature.